Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Oh my God, what a beautiful, incredible day it is in Los Angeles, Southern California. Oh, I just feel so blessed to live out here. And the sun's shining and the blue skies are out and my doggie's happy and all is good with the world. And this is going to be a little bit of a different show today because there's one thing that's up for everybody that I've started talking about. And I just would like to, everybody that I bring on today, want to find out what core belief this connects to for you. So I'll get into it in a minute. Our next webinar, guys, is going to be on stress. And I'm really excited about this one. I've been putting together information for a couple of months, reading stuff, channeling stuff about stress. And then last night we were watching a recorded show of The Good Doctor. And the psychologist on there is explaining to this little boy why physically, from the stress of racism, he was creating these tumors in him. I sat up in bed and I went, my God, that's our work. And it's coming out in mainstream television. That's really exciting to me as an actor and as a healer. So we know stress is pretty much at the core of all dis-ease because stress creates inflammation, creates your immune system breaking down. I want to remind you that all of this virus stuff and flu season and all this stuff they sell us with, as you believe, it's delivered unto you. And if you keep your immune system strong, this stuff is around us all the time, guys, all the time. So if our immune system stays strong, we have a pretty good shot of letting it move in and out, right? So I want you to press 1 if you want to talk to the channel. Don't do it again if you've already done it. I also want to share with you Stephen's Far Out Foods, faroutfoods.com. It's got coffee now, no chemicals, super fresh. Made up in the moment. So you want to, and his spices are to die for, guys. So if you haven't checked it out, go to faroutfoods.com. Yes, I'm doing commercials now, but only for Stephen. Okay. All right. What are we doing now? Yes. All right. I want to talk about power and personal power. And accepting yourself with all your power and knowing that you are the God of you and that you are the power that creates you in your life. Bottom line, guys, we're at ground zero here. It's like poop or get off the pot. Are you going to accept it? Are you going to embrace it? Are you going to work with it? Or are you going to continue wondering why your creation is thwarted or limited in some way? Basically, we don't want to claim our power and know our power because we're afraid of it. And we're afraid of it because of all the messages pretty much since poor Eve picked the frickin' apple, that if we move into our power, bad stuff happens. People don't like us. God will abandon us. We're going to have to give up something somewhere in our happiness to actually celebrate and live in and use our power. But of course, Christ said around miracles, these things and more will you do also. That doesn't sound like limitation to me. That sounds like a big old invite into, come on, let's go use your power, right? And the biggest thing that we're fighting within ourselves, which creates stress, is I can never be God. So I want to be God. I want to create like God, but I can never be God, which means we are a house divided against itself. And when we are fighting ourselves, that is the greatest creator of stress within us, which leads to the breakdown of our immune systems or the compromising of our immune systems. Okay, so I want everybody to claim right now, I am at peace with my power. This came in a very incredible private session that I did this week. I'll tell you, I love it when we have a multitude of people doing sessions like this and we break open so much. So for those of you that I talked to today, we're going to go to the biggest core belief that's keeping you from being okay with your power. All right. This is the central knowing that you all want to get into place and into alignment in order to expand your creative process. Because if you're going, I want more money, but I'm not the God of me that creates the money, I don't have the power to create the money, you see how you're thwarting your own wish there by turning against yourself. You're abandoning yourself, and then God / the God of you has to abandon you because you're not clearly directing and committed to what you want because you're allowing doubt to take over that knowing. All right, I think I'm going to just jump in and go to the call so we can get to a few more people today. And I'm going to start with Michael in Connecticut. Hi, honey.
You just talked about that core belief of everything that keeps us from knowing our power, and then you didn't tell us what it was. And
well,
I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to tell you individually, Michael.
Okay.
That's why. So, am I going to core belief for him? Yeah, this is a very unusual show because I don't usually do this, but here, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. That's yours. And that will surprise you with all the work that you have done on yourself. But part of the reason that you continue doing the work is that you don't know you're already complete. Now, if I were everybody today, I would stay very present and I would redirect everything that comes in for everybody. So we're coming together to claim I am good enough right now. I always persist in creating the desires of my heart. And we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. And so it is. Okay. So you get to play with that all week, Michael. Now, what was your question for today?
Well, I was going to ask you what my major limiting belief was, but you kind of anticipated that. That's pretty good.
I know. I'm a psychic.
That's very good.
Okay.
Well, you're certainly intuitive. I guess I'll ask this question. Okay, now that I am good enough and always persist in creating the desires of my heart, How do I focus? How do I improve?
Well, but you see, you just discounted what you just said.
Okay,
how
that's useful feedback too.
Well, see, how do I improve? And that's what they're saying. Guys, how you define yourself is how you're creating yourself. That's why every show they say, everybody claim, I know, I am complete. I am complete. I may want to learn more. May want to study more. May want to expand more. And in my creative power, I am complete. So start looking this week as to where you think you're doing what the channel's giving you, but you're really not. Michael just gave you a beautiful example of how he kind of denied his very power after he said he'd claimed it. And that's what's going on with all of us, guys. The further along we are, the more we are being challenged to live consciously in the God power that we are. Okay? So that's your highest claim, Michael. I am complete, and I know. I am at peace with my power. I am the God of me that creates me in my life, and I am complete. Okay? That was an awesome start. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to... Whoops, he didn't get there. Tina in Colorado. Hi, baby. You're
Hello.
Up.
Hello.
How
Good
are
morning.
You?
I just want to say I love you. I saw you in Santa Fe about 8 to 10 years ago with Jim Treat and Lee Harris, and I've been following you ever since, and you're awesome.
Oh, well, thank you, Miss Tina. Well, that was a nice workshop, that one.
Yes.
For sure.
So
I want to give you your belief first, and
okay.
Then I'll take your question. Okay, this page here, 25, 26. Okay, this is up for a lot of us, guys. When I come alive again, I am sick. Now, sick can be mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, or dimensional. But what that core belief says is, when I come alive again, when I know my power, when I know me and accept me and claim me as the God I am, I believe I have to create sickness somewhere.
Perfect, because I'm like, my question is, what is wrong with my brain? Oh, my body overall is awesome. I'm very healthy. Just my brain is just, I don't know what's wrong with it, and it's driving me crazy.
Why do you think something's wrong with it?
Because I just, like, it just doesn't, I can't concentrate. Like last night, I was with a friend. We did this wonderful show that I do, and we were going to pay, but I could not get the numbers in my brain. It was like so frazzled to figure out how much she owed and I owed, and I was so embarrassed. And it doesn't happen very often, but it does happen occasionally. And
it's stress, Tina.
Perfect.
They're yelling in my head. Yes, and we want to get to, you see, they're kind of laughing with you because they're saying numbers have always stressed you out. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. See, you move out of your power when it comes to numbers. So I can associate with that. If I don't have a calculator, I mean, I can and I do, but I'd always rather check me on the calendar. So that's a good example, they're saying. So let's break this down. When I come alive again, I'm doing everything I want. I've created this amazing experience with my friend. I have to create some kind of doubt and fear in me that I'm not okay somewhere.
Yep.
When I say there's anything wrong with your brain, your mind, anything to be... No, it's just the stress of... So around numbers, you want to claim you know.
Yes.
You know?
Okay.
And really, baby? Look, guys, everybody's strong in some areas and not as strong as in other areas. Lanny and I are solar opposites. He's done 2 or 3 creation stations. He has me do work every day. He watches me do work. He doesn't get this at all. His brain can't understand how you can bring information in from outside of yourself, because he's an electrical engineer. So everything's very lineal and number oriented, and prove it to him. Well, I can't prove I'm channeling, except for all of you that come in and go, my lives are changing, right? So
right.
That's what I mean. Don't dump on yourself. I mean, Einstein said he couldn't even remember his own phone number.
Awesome. Well, I was very stressed because I had a presentation and I actually spoke in front of people for maybe the second or third time. And I was the day, the afternoon started pretty stressed. I did fine, but you know, I'm just getting into this new field of business, and I love it, and it's something from my heart. And I know in time it will come around, and I'm just
okay. Hold on, Tina. Hold on. When do you start creating anything?
Immediately.
That's right. So as soon, you know, Christ said, as soon as you ask, it is delivered to you. That's what he meant. As soon as you ask, the creative process goes into force. So I would say I'm creating this right now. It's a success right now.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
And let's all come together and go, when I come alive again, I thrive in every subject of my life. I thrive. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you. Love you.
You too. All right, Miss Emma in California. Whoops, let me get you on here. You're on.
Dee, good morning.
Good morning. All right, let me give you your belief that's holding you out of playing with your whole power here. This page
Please.
Here. Okay, I can never be God. Who told you that?
I have no idea, but I am deeply working on it to make sure I am.
What religion were you raised?
Catholic.
Well, there you go. Look no further. Because the little girl in you, see, the adult you absolutely knows and wants to embrace that I am God. But your little girl is screaming at you, no, you know, the nuns will kill you if you even ever think that. God's not going to love you. The church will disown you. You're not even worthy to sit at the feet of Christ. What do you mean you're God? And that's what's
exactly
going on some way and somehow with all of us, guys. And it's time for us to rewrite our story now. So you have to love that little girl, Emma, and tell her you understand why she got stuck there. But now you're going to take care of her. Feel safe. You're going to help educate her in a greater and grander belief so that you can create even more in your life. Okay?
Thank you, Dee. And may I slip another question, a quick one?
Yes. Yes.
By doing that, will I be taking care of my true abundance core belief as well by clearing that?
All right. We're not clearing anymore, remember. We're redirecting.
Okay.
We're redirecting the energy into knowing I am the God of me right now. That's what you want to start training your brain. Now, they'll give you the core belief around abundance and money. However, if you don't believe you have the power to shift it, it's not going to make much difference. That's why us accepting the power of the creation of ourselves and that we have that power, we are that power, has to be in place first. So hold on. this page here, 23. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. That means you have made some kind of association, and I'm going to your dad, between money and unhappiness. What does your dad have to do with money and unhappiness?
He comes from a very rich, poor family, and he was the one that had to take care of everything and just make sure, from that mentality, Catholic, old school, he had to obey his dad in everything in spite of his own self.
Yeah, okay. See, and you don't want to tell his story for you. And there's a little bit of your little girl hanging on to that story that's been passed down in your family. Okay? That's a perfect example. So I have a lot of money, and I don't ever have to worry about money, and I have to worry about money all the time because I'm the one that's responsible for it, and I had to give up myself in order to keep and run the money, you know, and that's depressing. And you want to break that connection so that money is joyful and freedom. That's a connection you want to make. Which is depressing. But he lost it because of this belief. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. And if you have that belief, Emma, you've got to create that responsibility of creating that in your life.
And I am.
Belief always comes first, guys. Okay?
I don't want to leave without saying how grateful I am for everything, for being you, your true self, and for extending it and giving us the privilege to be part of it. Thank you for having us in your life and in your channel.
Thank you, Emma. My heart is really full with gratitude. Thank you for that. Love you, sweetheart.
Thank you. Love you.
So much love in our community, isn't there? Oh, they love us. LaVon, what's up, baby cakes?
Hi there. That last caller made me cry. That was so sweet.
I know. Wasn't that a nice expression of love?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Right. Let me give you your thing about power, your belief about power. Here. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong, and I'm going right to your mom. I'm not supposed to be here being the powerful God I am. And LaVon, they want you to know these are like the last itty bitty remnants. You probably can't even feel that it's still there, but in your cells. What message did your mom give you about, we're supposed to be all powerful and we're supposed to.
You know, my mother was very powerful and very knowledgeable. She knew things that people had no clue about, but she didn't use it. She didn't put it to her use. She did everything for everybody else instead of herself.
Yeah, well, because, according to her religion, she wasn't supposed to be that powerful and use her gifts.
Because she was a woman.
yes, that's a true statement. That's a true statement.
And my father just reinforced that. So that's how it goes. You bring in that partner to either help fix it or make it worse.
Well, you bring in a partner that is in alignment with who you are. Mm-hmm. So if you had the belief, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong, I better find somebody that will reinforce that and not allow me to be powerful.
All the men in her life did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, time for you to finally rewrite that. So I'm supposed to be here. I chose to be here. I was the God of me that created me being here. And I belong being the powerful creator of myself. And so it is. All right. What's
Absolutely.
Your question?
And I remember beings helping me and encouraging me to come here. I remember that moment before the spark that I entered this world.
Yep.
And
yep.
I could see they were happy faces and warm and encouraging and loving. And it's a great memory. It's interesting. I am having such issues at work, but I am so happy. I am connecting with people on deep levels, having meaningful conversations. Strangers are smiling at me. I'm
so
having
what,
so much
what's
fun.
What's the problem at work, LaVonne? Because it goes into I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong being
right.
this powerful.
And that's the way I feel now because I'm being left out of things. We have a
okay,
new group
but
in
we,
and they're taking
but,
over.
No, no. Yeah. But they're matching something in you, which is this
belief.
Oh,
exactly. Right.
So
I've seen it
where
before.
At work,
right.
Where at work do you feel like you're not supposed to be powerful? Because you've given up your power there in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, there's one place that you
I don't
pull yourself
fight.
Back. What?
I said, I don't want to fight. I just.
Well, that you're telling me what
yeah.
you don't want. So what do you
right,
want?
Right, right. I want
See?
Peace and cooperation.
Yeah,
and
but you don't feel like you can create that because you're not supposed to be. How the hell can I be powerful and the powerful God I am and create somebody else? But if you get yourself in alignment and lose the belief that when I go to work, everybody's got to fight and argue and blah, 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 and go, okay, I'm going to be in alignment with peace and love and communication today, and I'm
mm-hmm.
going to allow everybody to respond to that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Just try it. Try it,
yeah,
let me
fact,
know.
In fact, one of my little cards says something very similar to that I say every morning.
Yeah, you
and
say
I've
it, but you're
little...
not doing it, LaVonne. You can test that.
Oh, absolutely. If it's not happening, I'm not doing it, right?
Yep. Or
mm-hmm.
or you're attempting to do it and you're thinking you're doing it, but there's a deep belief in there that you're
yeah.
fighting against yourself, and that's what, you know.
Yep.
All of us, what we want, guys, is for all of us, all of our brains, all of us that exist on any time, space, and in any dimension, be integrated into I am at peace with my power. I am the God of me that creates me in my life. And so it is. So we just directed the integration. And
awesome.
Everybody understands that just being here on the show and listening to it and doing it today is the beginning. Then you have to really... live consciously so that you train your brain to default to the positive and the powerful instead of where we're arguing with ourselves and thwarting ourselves. Okay, baby?
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much. Love
you.
You
bet. I love you too. Oh, I'm loving this show. I'm so glad that... I'm so glad they had me do this. Tim in California, you're on.
Hi.
Hi,
Dee.
Baby.
Hi.
What's up?
I've actually met you a couple times at the San Jose Super Toy Show. And, I mean, you were just awesome. In fact, we kind of discussed part of what I wanted to ask about because I have begun a while ago undergoing, you know, mediumship training myself, and we kind of talked about that briefly.
Oh, good for you. Yes, I remember this.
Yeah, you gave me a lot of encouragement. So, you know,
well,
I thank you for
guys,
that.
Really, just hold the intention of connecting to all the information, which is another word for God. You know, and then the information can be delivered to you. But if you're doubting yourself, if you're questioning yourself, if you're going, I don't have enough power to do this, then that channel is not going to open, or it's going to be a lot smaller. So let's see what belief is in the way of you just accepting your total power. And from you, I have to have a movie, please.
Just random?
Yep, any movie that pops in.
Okay, The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay, well, yeah. So there's Prada is equivalent to money and success. Okay.
Right.
So money and success then has to have some kind of dark energy connected to it, which will subconsciously keep you from creating the money and success that you're saying you want. And the channel wants you all to know that nobody ever said spiritual people shouldn't make a lot of money. And they don't know where the hell that we got this idea from. But the channel wants us to focus on is, what does your consciousness do with the money? Right? What is your consciousness do with your money? And that way, the more money you make, the better it is, because you're using it in a conscious way to help the world branch out. Right?
No, okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I have struggled with that.
Okay,
big
good
time.
So, you know, all the good that I create with the power of divine love. So anything I create with my power has got to resonate divine love. Keep telling you, if you direct your power, accept your power, know your power through divine love, you cannot misuse it, guys. Not possible. Now, what's your specific question?
Well, one thing that's really been holding me back as far as, you know, getting out there, because I've been training with a very talented medium, and she kind of feels like, you know, it's time for me to just, you know, get my ass out there and start doing it. And a big block there has been my weight, because it's like I'm ashamed of my appearance and feel like I can't
put
myself
out there. Your weight is began with the safety measure of I don't want to be seen. So you see how that goes against living in your power. Hi, universe, I want to be this powerful medium and make money, but oh, by the way, don't let anybody see me. Your channeling has nothing to do with how you look. So it has everything to do, however they're saying, with your mediumship. Because if you're judging yourself, you're teaching the people you're working with to be judgmental about themselves, and then they will never move into their power. Do you understand?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So again, guys, where am I out of alignment, out of harmony with the very thing I want to create? That's why, you know, I walk my talk. I share with you guys all the crap and the challenges that I'm going through, because I know that's the best way to teach. If it's up for me, it's up for you. If it's up for you, it's up for me. Because you take away the bodies, all the energy folds into each other, right?
Right.
Okay.
And by the way, I love that you asked for a movie, because a lot of the things I see, I actually see movie scenes when I'm doing
reading. That's why they went to a movie with you, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
A lot of times when I get musicians, they just keep asking for songs. It's pretty funny. So, all right, go do this.
Thank
you're
you
supposed
so much.
To be doing this, Tim, and you're powerful, and you will be more powerful in your mediumship when you get these things into alignment. Okay?
Great.
See,
thank
guys,
you so much.
You bet. There's it's one thing to know how to do it. It's another thing to be so powerful in your knowing that you can take it successfully out into the world. And that's what we want. That's what we're directing. That's what we're committing to. Okay, Jan in Colorado, you're on.
Well, good morning, Dee.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
Good. All right. The belief that's in your way of your personal power and knowing your God, this page, here, 26, 27. When I come alive again, I am sick. Yeah, so you'll start seeing things repeat now because I've been doing 6 privates a day, and I'm telling you the patterns that are emerging are pretty amazing. So what that means is when I come alive again in my power, I have to create sickness somewhere in my life, mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally. And they're saying yours is the chemical makeup of your body. So what's going on there? Do you know?
No, I'm fairly healthy. I have aches and pains and...
Okay.
Nothing. It's mental.
I get a big no on that. It feels
okay.
Mental, but your mental is being affected by chemical. You need to have your house checked is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Jan, just have it checked for carbon monoxide and mold, and there's something going on there chemically. Wow, I get that about this house too. Wow. Okay. Well, there's some information for me too. And if it's for the two of us, it's for everybody. So we know that any kind of heavy chemicals can affect our cellular makeup. It can create brain fog, for heaven's sakes. And it certainly creates stress in our bodies and our brains. So, that's the highest guidance I can give you today is to have your house checked.
Okay.
Okay, and get it chemically in alignment. When I say we're going to cleaning products, I get a no. But it's more carbon dioxide or mold or, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay. What's your question, baby?
I now know I am responsible for me and I have the power to create me because all of my life I've been pushing myself down and taking care of others, which I like.
Is how you defined yourself.
And I'm sort of lost in the sea because now I get to define me.
Well, don't be lost, be found and decide.
Okay.
You see, when you were taking care of everybody else, Jan, you didn't even have to think about what you wanted.
Absolutely.
And you didn't think of what religion were you raised?
Methodist.
Yeah, me too. So we didn't get the whammy of the Catholic religion, but no matter what religion you're raised, guys, you were taught it's better to give than receive. You were taught as soon as you were socialized as a little child, give your toy away, take
exactly.
care of other people. You know, we're indoctrinated with it, and our brains are complete around it by 8 years old, and then we get older, and we go, well, why is it so hard for me to take care of myself? And that's why. You've got to work with your little girl, Jan.
Well, I had a purpose then, so it's kind of...
Well, okay,
I guess I'm
your
finding
purpose
my
is
new
you
purpose.
Now. Yes, yourself. my purpose today is to know myself, to know I am complete, to accept the power of the creation of me, and to be clear around what I want to create. Now, if you start there, you can open up the channel so information can pop into your little brain from your subconscious. But if you're going, I don't know what I want, I don't know who I am, I don't know how to define myself without taking care of it, that's like putting into the computer, don't give me any information about what I'm putting in. Because you're literally saying, I don't know. And if you're saying, I am the God of me that doesn't know, then the God of you can't ever know. Do you understand?
I do. Thank you. I am clear.
And I know.
And I know.
And I deserve to honor me by serving me as the power of the God that I am. Because, Jan, look, I promise you, because I live it, the more you serve others, the more you serve yourself, the more you serve yourself, the more you serve others. I've got it written out. I sent it out to all of you long time ago. We serve the world when we serve others. We serve the world when we serve ourselves. We are one energy. Okay, so give yourself permission to love yourself as you serve yourself. And then watch
and
how many
okay
others
serve others too.
Well, yeah, when you're serving yourself, you will want to serve others.
Okay.
But it doesn't work the other way. A lot of people just give themselves up to serve others and never complete themselves, because bottom line, guys, you want to be enough. You want to be enough without having to use other people to define who you are. You understand?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're claiming the symbol, formula, violet flame, the golden light around everything we've talked about so far. That was awesome. That I could feel lots of people's energy shift with that clarity, Jan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dee. Thanks, everybody.
All right, and we're going to Catherine in Michigan. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I did you want to do my thing that's
Let's do your thing. Let's do your thing that's holding you back from your power. This page. Here, 1, 2, 5, 6, 7. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. So I might as well give up on everything. And how that looks is, no matter what I do, I don't know what I want. No matter what I do, I get it started, but I can't complete it. No matter what I do, I get halfway there and then I give up. No matter what I do, I get something completed, but then it's not successful. Okay? You got this from your dad around 3 years old. Anything coming up in your memory about that?
For him, my mother was dying. And no matter what, nothing he could do could save her.
Okay. Now, when you're a little kid and you're watching this play out, you don't say to yourself, well, it's the circle of life, everybody. No, you go, oh, we don't have the power to create what we want, even save the people that we love. And you watched him, no matter what he did, it didn't work. So you, at the ripe age of 3, went, I see, that's the way the world works. But it's not. Are people going to die? Sure, they're going to die. But that doesn't mean knowing the truth of how everything works, which this program I'm going to launch in March soon is going to clarify, I believe, it's a three-parter, a lot of things about the very thing we're talking about. So, you know, guys, you learn it either by your usually your parents or your grandparents verbally teaching you, your church or society or school verbally teaching you, or watching how usually your parents model stuff before you that you make beliefs about. So now it's time to rewrite your story. No matter what I do, everything works and I follow through successfully on everything. How does that feel?
That feels great.
Okay, so that's your mantra. No matter what I do, everybody's mantra, no matter what I do, it works, and I joyfully persist and complete everything successfully. Woohoo!
You bet.
Now that you can feel the power behind that, can't you?
I can. Yeah, it's kind of like I've been dancing around, and this is kind of like a okay. It's a release.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Good, because my whole intention for this show was that we all catapulted into the next level of our expansion with the awareness that we bring in today. And we're doing it, they're saying. So good, and thanks for being a part of it, sweetheart.
I do want to give you some feedback.
Yeah.
You worked with me with my daughter, Kate. She had had a recurrence of the cancer and
yes.
had second surgery. She is doing great. She's chosen to follow the path of not doing the chemo, but going with the Eastern, keeping up with the tests and monitoring on the Western medicine side, but pursuing the Eastern medicine program that she's in. And she's feeling great. So
awesome.
Thank you for your part in that and helping us work through what she needed to do to make her decisions to move forward.
Yeah, she just needed permission to move into her clarity, Catherine. So, you know, if and this, again, goes to everybody. If you feel yourself in doubt or questioning, straighten your hara line through the ID point, because that will help you feel your knowing and keep you from playing in that doubt place, which is going to cancel out your creation. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. And thanks for the good news. That's just awesome. Susan in New York, you're on. Hi, baby.
Hey, great to hear your voice today.
Let me give you your belief first. This page
mm-hmm.
here. Okay, Susan, I can never be God. So, what religion were you raised?
Catholic.
Yep, there you go. Dear Lord. Okay, they were wrong. Can you accept that they were, well, all right. They're crossing out the word wrong. They were limited in their understanding. Can you stop doing whatever you're doing? Because it's making a lot of noise. I don't know what we're hearing here. Sounds like a cat scratching. Susan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. All right.
Maybe it's the back connection. Fine.
So they were limited in their understanding because, and everybody listen to this amidst all this noise. If you're afraid of other people being too powerful, you will not move into your own power because you are judging power. And basically, that's what the church did. We're in fear of letting them know how powerful they really are because then we can't pretend to be that powerful. So we've all got to rewrite that now, guys, okay? So are you ready, willing, and able to accept your power through divine love?
Yes.
Okay, because again, when it's put through divine love, it cannot be misused. All right, what's your personal question, baby?
Well, it was about this. I'm feeling very judgmental all the time, and I don't understand it because I don't really believe it. I'm like, I see it, and I say, why are you doing this? You don't believe this. And it's like, I also feel very angry lately.
So
and you almost feel like it doesn't belong to me. It's a weird thing.
Well, none of our beliefs really belong to us. We're believing everybody else's beliefs. And you're angry at yourself because you know it's BS and you don't want to accept that anymore. And you're judging them because it makes you feel more powerful, but it pisses you off at yourself because you know that's not the way to feel more powerful. But you're stuck because you're also saying, I can never be God.
Oh, boy.
So, no, yippee. You got the whole picture there.
I know, but
so,
it's like a cat chasing their tail. Going around
well,
and around them.
And today we're going to quit chasing our tail. I am the God
Amen.
Of me. I accept that I am the God of me that creates me in my life. And I allow everybody else to create themselves exactly the way they want to create themselves. And so it is.
So it is.
Okay.
Thank
that
you.
Was you bet. I think we've got time maybe for one more. Let me see. Let me go up to the tippy top here. Donna in New Jersey. What's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi, Dee. Hi. It's a gorgeous
right.
day here in New Jersey, too. 53 and sunny in February.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, there's no global warming, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to this page here, 1-5. Yeah, I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Look, Donna and everybody, you were so powerful that you created yourself being here. You decided to come in. You decided the parents you wanted to be born into, right? Usually because they were going to teach or model for you the opposite thing of what you wanted to learn when you were here. So,
yes.
Okay. So, you are supposed to be here because you're the power that created yourself being here. You belong being here, making money, being healthy, being the creator of you. You belong here doing that because you chose it. So are you ready, willing, and able to accept that you had and were the power that created you?
Yes.
And that you still are?
Yes, I am willing to take that responsibility.
Okay. Now, they would like you to bring in a little bit of joy with that, so go to your love place. Everybody go to your love place. Ah. Just let it expand. That's what it feels like. To be the powerful God of your own creation. It feels like love. And what is the first thing we're taught? God is love, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it is. Okay. Did you ask your question?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So,
give it to me.
Yeah. So just need a little clarity from the channel in regards to I ended my 7-year relationship this weekend, and he's really pleading a case that he's going to change and do the work.
He's
and
not
going to
change.
What is the highest and best for both of us?
The highest and the best for both of you is to create yourselves powerfully and individually. You're kind of in a parasitic relationship here, where it appears that he's relying on you, but you're also relying on helping him as part of how you're defining your power.
Okay.
Okay. So ultimately, and bottom line, Hold on. We're balanced. Anybody switched? We're absolutely getting the highest answer. Is this the highest question? When I say he's going to change, it goes right to no. Now, when you drop into your heart, what do you feel?
I feel that it's temporary, yes.
Okay, well, there's your
but
answer.
He would change temporarily, you know.
Yeah. Well, changing temporarily means
because
I'm
fear that I'll end it.
Exactly, which is not changing.
Right.
Right? Now,
is it worth me giving him a chance to change?
It goes right to no.
If I wait for him to change?
Nope.
It goes to no?
It goes right to no. Now, guys, you're your own God.
Right.
You are your own
yep.
power. But when I asked you
yep.
to go to your heart, you came up with the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So trust that there's someone out there. Now that you know what you don't want, make sure that you get clear about what you do want in the next partner that you bring in. Some of his qualities are very good. So don't
let
go of
those. Some
of
them are wonderful.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Dee, I'm making lists. So I have, actually Nadia has me making lists of what I want to take from this relationship and
yeah.
what, and build on it.
Yeah. Exactly what the channel's telling you. Guys, if look, I talk about this every week. You've got to make a list and write down what you want. It helps your clarity. Okay? And then claim
yeah.
it. But if you don't feel like you're powerful enough to create your list, then you got to go back to that and really work on and embrace being the powerful creator and God you are. That's the core
right.
of everything. All right, baby?
Right. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kate.
Yeah, we're over. We got to run. I love you guys so much. What a powerful show. If you didn't get discernment today, oh my God, what's wrong? Claim it, dudes. I'm clear and I know. Let's say it together. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.